Hi, my name is Netta, and this is my podcast on police brutality and racial profiling. This topic is about the systemic issues and injustices faced by marginalized communities, particularly people of color. These practices disproportionately impact these groups, leading to widespread calls for social justice, equality, and police reform. The focus is on addressing and rectifying the biases and unfair treatment within law enforcement and the broader justice system. Police brutality highlights the misuse of power by law enforcement officers, often leading to harm or death, especially among minority groups. Racial profiling involves law enforcement targeting individuals based on racial or ethnic stereotypes rather than actual behavior or evidence. Police brutality and racial profiling are about the unfair and often violent treatment of individuals based on race or ethnicity. These practices undermine the principles of equality and justice, which are fundamental to a democratic society. These issues address the principle of democracy that emphasizes the protection of individual rights and equality before the law. In a true democracy, everyone should be treated fairly and equally without discrimination based on race or ethnicity. Police brutality and racial profiling have historical roots, with significant incidents occurring over many decades. These issues are ongoing and continue to manifest in various forms, indicating a need for a systemic change and reform. Police brutality and racial profiling are occurring in many countries, including the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. These issues often arise in urban areas where there are higher interactions between law enforcement and marginalized communities. Police brutality and racial profiling stem from systemic racism and implicit biases within law enforcement agencies. A lack of accountability and oversight in these agencies allows these issues to persist and perpetuate inequality. Police brutality and racial profiling undermine civil rights and social justice, leading to widespread protests and demands for reform. These issues can significantly affect voter mobilization and engagement, especially within marginalized communities seeking justice and accountability. When considering police brutality and racial profiling, it's important to examine several political perspectives: liberal perspectives, conservative perspectives, progressive perspectives, and libertarian perspectives. Liberal focuses on civil rights, social justice, and the need for reforms in law enforcement practices to ensure accountability and protect marginalized communities. Conservative perspectives often emphasizes law and order. Progressive perspective advocates for systemic change, and libertarian perspective critiques government overreach and advocates for minimal state intervention, often calling for significant reforms in policing to protect individual freedoms. In recent years, several changes have occurred regarding police brutality and racial profiling. There has been an increase in awareness and media coverage of incidents of police brutality, particularly following high-profile cases that sparked nationwide protests. There have been police reforms. Some jurisdictions have implemented reforms aimed at increasing accountability, such as body cameras, changes in use of force policies, and community oversight boards. However, some issues have remained the same. Like, despite reforms, systemic racism persists within enforcement, leading to ongoing instances of racial profiling and violence against marginalized communities. There has been trust issues as well. The relationship between law enforcement and communities of color continues to be strained, with many individuals still feeling distrustful of police due to historical abuses and ongoing discrimination. The desired change includes several aspects: accountability and transparency, community policing, training and education, and policy reforms. Changes being made through various forms of civic action, including protests and demonstrations, advocacy and lobbying, community engagement, and social media campaigns. The political power to make changes regarding police brutality and racial profiling typically lies with several key groups: government agencies, advocacy groups, and government structures. Police brutality and racial profiling are significant issues that affect marginalized communities, leading to widespread calls for reform. If I had to choose one level of government to address police brutality and racial profiling, I would say it's primarily a municipal issue. Local governments have direct control over police departments and can implement specific policies, oversight mechanisms, and community engagement initiatives to tackle these problems effectively. They're on the front lines and can respond more quickly to the needs and concerns of their communities.